I always tell people rather jocundly that it's a very cheap opera to put on because most of the characters are dead before the curtain rises. But it's a song above all about grief and once again the sea. Now, do you think it's the sea that spoke to Vaughan Williams at that time? It's an all but verbatim, I think somewhat cut, setting of J.M. Singh's play of the same name. And I think having the right voice for Moya is very important. You've got to have the best voices for it. The quality of voices is critical because the voices have to convey buckets and buckets of emotion. It's very important work indeed. And you've got in Moya's great lament at the end, they are all gone now. And as you finish it with something on the lines of, from memory, no man at all can be living forever, and we must be satisfied. Now, doesn't that go back all the way to the Garden of Proserpine, for no life lives forever, and all those Whitman-esque things we're talking about? So you've got the sea and death running all the way through there.